been holding me back. The 2017 AFL Pride Match Celebration, live on Joy 94.9 from Sydney. Nissan are proud to sponsor this Joy broadcast and delighted to give ongoing support to a community-driven radio station such as Joy 94.9.
We have two other amazing women today. Tonight's initiative is to break down social barriers, tackle homophobia, and celebrate the importance that sport is for everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, and that transcends all football codes. So when we say footy on Chicks Talking Footy, we mean Australian rules footy, but footy's a lot of things to a lot of people. And for Mary, it is rugby league. So we're proud to welcome the founder of Ladies Who League to the broadcast. Mary, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
You seem delighted. I'm really excited. And representing the Aussie Rules footy playing women of Sydney, we welcome Eddie from the Newtown Breakaways.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome. Welcome, ladies.
Now, ladies, what's your first impressions of the Pride game tonight?
This is amazing. Like, I love Rainbow, and to see so many people here celebrating diversity and the ability of sport to unite people is something really special. And everyone here is welcome and cheering and getting into the game, and to see so many rainbow flags being waved around, what a joy.
And what about for you, Eddie?
Oh, this is amazing. The last Pride round I went to was the pre-season NAB Cup round. And that was amazing playing, the Swans playing against Frio, but now this is so much bigger. Such a great indication. I was trying to get a rainbow scarf. Every vendor had sold out.
Oh, really?
So that was awesome to experience on the way in.
And I noticed you're wearing the rainbow training
jumper.
Yeah.
Oh, as soon as I saw it on the Swans website, I had to buy it online, and it came before the game, so I was so happy about it.
It looks amazing. Now, Mary, the NRL is still a very male-dominated sport, but we understand 50% of the fans are women. So tell us a little bit about what Ladies Who League is and why you founded it.
So I started Ladies Who League about 4 years ago to encourage more women to get involved in conversations about the game. And I have to be honest, when I started it, I was very interested in the male side of the game, because growing up, that was all that I'd ever known, because rugby league doesn't have a women's competition, so I didn't even really know that women played football. But then as I began talking and advocating and writing more, I started learning about all the amazing women that were involved in footy in different capacities, whether that be playing, refereeing, administrating, and I wanted their stories to get out there, so I began to share their stories. And I'm very fortunate that Ladies Who League has now become a hub where people want to share stories about diversity in all its forms, and I get to share those stories with the world.
Now, Mary, are we correct in thinking that this week is in the NRL is Women in League Week? Tell us a little bit about that.
So it's been a wonderful celebration. It's been going for about 11 years, and I have to say, when it first started, it was very much about celebrating mums and volunteers, but what I've loved seeing is the evolution of it. So now it really is about celebrating women at all levels of the game. And there's a big push now in terms of female participation, so we're working towards having our own women's competition. And this year, Harvey Norman announced, in partnership with New South Wales Rugby League and Queensland Rugby League, that for the first time there's an unbroken pathway, so little girls can play from age 6 all the way to age 18. So by the time, you know, those girls grow up, we'll have this talent pool ready to have a fantastic sustainable competition.
Which is so important, because we've seen that in the AFLW starting this year, which we just cannot tell you how much we love. I really want you to get a women's competition so you can feel the joy that we do. But it is so amazing for women to have that path, both from being little girls to playing as women, because, you know, there's so many stories of women who in all sports have stopped when they get to that age where they can't play with the boys anymore.
Casey Badger is a great example. So she's one of the female referees in the NRL, and she started refereeing because she could no longer play footy.
Yeah.
So it's great to see her involved in a different way, but for all those girls that want to play footy, there's now an avenue for them, which is awesome.
Yeah, terrific. Now, tonight's an important message about sport being for everyone. Do you think we'll see a Pride game in the NRL?
I would love to see that, and I think that's the next step for the NRL. I know that we have a float at the Mardi Gras, and we are, I think, the only sport to have a float at the Mardi Gras, which is fantastic. But I think the next step is definitely a Pride game. And after tonight, I'm going to go to the NRL and say, hey, I want a Pride game.
You sort them out.
Yeah, I will.
Now, Eddie, speaking of the Mardi Gras, the Newtown Breakaways are a club who are very famous, I guess, for celebrating diversity in their club. And you guys have been part of the Mardi Gras. Tell us about that.
Oh, look, it was a pretty special occasion. It was probably about 4 years ago when we first had our Breakaways float. I think the biggest achievement with that was trying to get the AFL logo the permission to be worn in that sort of forum on that platform. And we just got such a good response to our request to have the AFL logo on our jerseys in something like Mardi Gras. And then it's developed over the years, so we've grown out of just a team float into an AFL float for women's AFL, and we're getting people from interstate, WA, Northern Territory. So it really is important for the exposure of the game and the exposure of women in sport, and for pride as well. It's been leaps and bounds.
And how important to be that visible at such a big event for the LGBTIQ community?
Absolutely. I mean, you've got champions like Jason Ball, with social media being so important these days, and then you've got with the Women's League, with so much of a huge profile, people like Darcy Vesio and Erin Phillips, that are just paving the way.
I'm a Crows supporter, I personally am besotted with Erin Phillips.
But they're just such good role models, and they're doing so much for the sport in inclusion, and for obviously LGBTI inclusion and safe environments.
Now, just for our listeners who might not know a lot about the Newtown Breakaways, you're a really successful club. Tell us a little bit about the success of Newtown.
Well, it started, we had there wasn't a women's league a decade ago, and so they started what they called the Swaffle League, the Sydney Women's AFL. And
I like swaffle.
Yeah,
that's a cool word.
They basically did it from scratch, their own money, their own promotion, getting their teams together. So with a few of the unis in Sydney, and then the Newtown Breakaways was also part of that as well. We were named Team of the Decade with all the premierships we won in that Swaffle League. And then we became affiliated with the AFL. And now I think there's like 16 teams, two divisions. We're hoping for three divisions now. And it's all started from all that persistence, the volunteers, like you said, Mary, the umpires that would come from their own sort of out of their own time, and the players as well. And now look where it is.
And it's so true, isn't that, about things have to start on the grassroots and have those grassroots people. And I imagine it's the same in league as it is in AFL, that clubs like yours don't exist without volunteers.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, Mary, is this your first AFL game, or are you a bit of a fan?
No, so I definitely am, and we've had plenty of AFL players on the podcast, and I've loved watching the AFL women's. That was just phenomenal. Whether you're a fan of NRL, AFL, it's not about code wars, it's just getting behind diversity, I think. So I'm actually a Giants fan, but I'm very, very happy to be here and to support diversity. And the Swans, what a season. I mean, the way they started compared to where they are now,
it's
incredible.
Absolutely
Eddie's
incredible.
Eddie's crossing her fingers in the hope that this will all end well. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Mary from Ladies Who League and Eddie from the Newtown Breakaways. It's wonderful to have you both here, and I hope you both enjoy your night and shake your rainbow flag. There's nothing holding
me back. The 2017 AFL Pride Match Celebration, live on Joy 94.9 from Sydney. Listener proud to sponsor this Joy broadcast and delighted to give ongoing support to a community-driven radio station such as Joy 94.9.
Flags and enjoy the evening.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.